Executive Director of Syracuse United Neighbors, Rich Puchalski, says the project is overdue.
This is a long time coming. There's nothing down here.
The area has been called a food desert because it's been without a supermarket for decades. That's about to change with the new Price Right, which, coincidentally, will be locating in a former grocery store that closed in 1970. Jubilee Homes has been leading the effort for more than 6 years. Executive Director Walt Dixie says the store will join a neighborhood on the rebound.
We have a huge walk-in traffic in our neighborhood. There's a lot of buildings, a lot of home ownership, and I think the work that the Housing Authority, through Bill Simmons' leadership of building 50 new homes and Syracuse Model Neighborhood, a lot of the rehab they've been doing around the store and Jubilee Homes, those was added incentives that Pricewell saw a thriving neighborhood rebuilding and want to be a part of it.
Dixie says most residents without their own transportation are shopping at corner stores, buying more expensive and unhealthy food. Rich Puchalski with Sun says the supermarket will offer more choices.
You go into these stores and you're going to see snack food and soda and beer, cigarettes and lottery tickets and a few other items. And then again, those items are priced higher. So the variety and the product is going to be better at a Price Right.
And he says even those with cars might decide to spend their money in their own neighborhood if they know they have that option.
How do you engage this community whose wealth is taken out of this neighborhood? Because people will be going to the mall. You're going to go out to the Fairmont. You're going to go to the Camillus. You know, how do you compete with all that and get that to happen just a couple blocks down the road? So you got to capture that and promote that.
The South Ave Price Right likely would not be built if it weren't for a series of government grants and tax breaks. But Walt Dixie says the support pales in comparison to the hundreds of millions of public dollars spent on private development projects downtown and elsewhere that are of little value to Southsiders.
In terms of peoples of colors and poverty, it has no direct benefit on our quality of life, our opportunity for employment or purchasing, because they're mostly apartments or hotels, medical buildings, you know, not taking anything from that. But if you're going to really build back a community, you're going to address poverty, reduce crime, you got to incentivize people who want to work, people that want to purchase. That happens here.
Dixie and Puchalski hope the supermarket will serve as a catalyst for additional development in the neighborhood, which would create more jobs. Price Right will hire 10 full-time and 75 part-time employees when it opens this fall. Scott Willis, WAER News.